Aussie lawmaker, Greta Thunberg and climate activists just want to upend society. By Simon Kent on January 14, 2020. The real concern of environmental activists like Greta Thunberg is not climate change, but to upend society and move away from capitalism, Australia's Resources Minister Matt Canavan said Tuesday. He spoke after the Swedish teenage climate warrior unsuccessfully tried to force German telecommunications group Siemens to drop its role as a contractor for the giant Adani coal mine now being planned for Australia's north. It seems that at Siemens to have the power to stop, delay or at least interrupt the building of the huge Adani coal mine in Australia. On Monday they will announce their decision. Please help pushing them to make the only right decision. Hashtag stop Adani. Greta Thunberg, at Greta Thunberg, January 11, 2020. Canavan intervened and secured the company to stay and complete railway signaling at the site, but not before he took a passing swipe at the intervention of Thunberg. Canavan told Sky News in Australia common sense has once again prevailed, and said the likes of Greta Thunberg claim to be concerned with emissions reduction remains a fallacy. Their policy prescriptions aren't actually about reducing carbon emissions. It's about the radical massive changes to our economy and society, he said. The Adani mine, which received final environmental approval in June, is expected to produce at least 10 million tonnes of thermal coal every year. Nationally, the Australian coal mining industry employs 5,400 people. When thermal and coking operations were combined, Australian Bureau of Statistics labour force data for November showed, with exports going mainly to China, India, Korea, Japan, and Chile. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who once famously brandished a lump of coal in Parliament, crying, "This is coal, don't be afraid," has also vowed climate protesters like Greta Thunberg would not be dictating the country's energy or trade policy. As Breitbart News reported, last month he backed Adani and coal production. "We won't embrace reckless targets and abandon our traditional industries that would risk Australian jobs while having no meaningful impact on the global climate," he said in an opinion piece for the Daily Telegraph. "In short, we will continue to act responsibly on climate change, avoiding extreme responses and get the balance right." Coal exports were worth an estimated $67 billion, $45.9 billion US, to the nation's economy in the 2018 to 2019 financial year, overtaking iron ore as Australia's most valuable export. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.